Aleichem and Hashem for Yisrael. So we're doing our Q&A session based on Shulchan Aruch 135, fascinating laws of reading the Torah. Q1, why do we have three aliyot on Monday and Thursday? Gemara and Megillah talks about this, and we know that in each holiday, the less holy it is, so the less aliyot, and the more holy, the more aliyot. So for example, Shabbos is holiest in there, for it has seven aliyot. And interestingly, Yom Kippur is even less holy than Shabbos, so there's only six aliyot. Chol HaMoed, there's five, and four on Rosh Chodesh, and three on a regular day. And it reminds us of the Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael, the three different parts of the Jewish people. So three aliyot on Mondays and Thursdays. Now, why specifically Mondays and Thursdays? So this is a decree from Moshe Rabbeinu that a Jew should not go 3 days without Torah. And this happens after the story where the Jewish people sinned in Rephidim. They were weak from not learning Torah. So we make sure that we don't go 3 days without Torah. Monday and Thursday are also considered, as we learned last Simon, days of a special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it's appropriate to read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. Okay, now here's a very relevant and common question. Can I add aliyot? Meaning, let's say, Shulchan Aruch asks, there's two chatanim, two grooms, who are getting married, and they're both Yisraelim, and they both want an aliyah. So can I add a fourth aliyah? So the Rama writes that yes, you can add a fourth aliyah to make both chatanim, you know, happy, shalom bayis. But interestingly, Mishnah Berurah says that we don't do this, and neither for a bris nor a chatuna. And apparently there wasn't even a hava mina to do it for a bar mitzvah. Apparently that wasn't such a big thing back in the days of the Rama and the Shulchan Aruch. So in any case, our custom apparently would not be. Why not? Because of bitul malacha, the Mishnah Berurah writes. In other words, we're concerned that it's going to take precious time from our busy workers, and so we don't want to add an extra aliyah. Interesting question. What if people are mochel? What if people don't mind? Perhaps you would say, lo plug, we still wouldn't add a fourth aliyah. That's just not what we do. But are there exceptional situations? Perhaps, maybe we can ask our poskim. Definitely interesting. Now, the Prima Gaudim asks a great question. What happens if what do we mean that the reason we're doing it on Monday and Thursday is so that we shouldn't have Torah? Don't we say Kriyat Shema every single day? So that's Torah. So the Prima Gaudim answer is no. What we mean is we shouldn't go 3 days from reading from the actual Torah scroll. Apparently that experience of reenacting Har Sinai and reading from the Torah scroll is meant to mechazek our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, here's a very common question. Just came up with me in the army. Can I read the Torah at Mincha if I missed it at Shacharis? The answer is yes, you can, because the whole idea is just to have Torah every day. Now, in general, we want to do it at Shacharis. That's when the decree was done, and the reason Makdim LeMitzvos. But if, let's say, I was in the army or I'm a worker and I missed it at Shacharis, then it's fine and a good idea to read the Torah at Mincha, and you do a Kaddish after Mincha. Or Litzion just writes that you shouldn't do this every single day, so that the decree of having a Kaddish, a Kriya at Shacharis should not be nullified. So make sure some days you still read the Torah at Shacharis. That's very relevant. Okay, another super relevant question. What if I missed a word of the Torah reading? Do I have to go back and hear it again? The answer is no. One would not have to do that. In fact, there is a machlokas, and this is key to understanding our sugya, that there's an obligation to read, to hear the Kriyas Torah on every individual, which is some opinions, or whether the tzibor, the general public, has an obligation to read the Torah reading, but I, as an individual, don't have to. It seems like most authorities believe it's an obligation on the tzibor. And the Shulchan Aruch therefore says that if we can be lenient and allow people to learn during Kriyas Torah, even though probably it would be ideal to actually follow along with the reading. Now, all this, I would say, would be in a situation where you have a big kehila and a lot of people listening to the Kriyas Torah. But if you have a small kehila, then you really should have, the Kriya is to have 10 people at least, or 9 people in the reader, listening to the Kriya. So if you don't have that 9 people, which unfortunately is quite often, and I would say that even more of a reason to actually listen to the Kriya and not, doze off or learn off, but to be part of the Kriya, and that would certainly be the ideal thing to do. But if you missed a word, it's not the end of the world. It's okay. Must women listen to Torah reading? So the Magen Avraham says they should have the same obligation as men. There's a different type of decree than the individual obligation to learn Torah. This is a chiyuv on the tzibor, and they're part of the tzibor. Not to say that necessarily they are obligated to go to shul on Mondays and Thursdays, but if they're already there on shul, on Shabbos, let's say, or any other day, and they fulfill that mitzvah, and they certainly should participate and listen to the Kriya. And Baruch Hashem, our holy women are very makbid to listen to Kriya, even more than men sometimes, and that's a wonderful thing. Okay, a few more relevant shailas. Must a woman be, or a man, must a man be mashlim? In other words, must you make up if we missed a Kriya Satayra? So the Rama writes explicitly in Seif Bet that we should make it up the next Shabbat. The Tzibur should make it up. There is a machlokas. Let's say you missed a double parsha. Do you have to make up 3 parshas? That, according to some poskim, is already too much. Maybe it's a bit too much of a tircha. And some say, yeah, you should. So that's a machlokas. Do I, as an individual, have to go out of my way to be mashlim the Kriya? So most posts can say, no, I don't. I missed it for whatever good reason, it's okay. But again, if you can make it up at Mincha, ideal. And there were many rabbis, like Rav Kamievsky, and I believe maybe Rav Soloveitchik also was makbid, try to make sure that they would get their Kriya Satora in if they missed it because they were, traveling. But nonetheless, that it was, I think, more of a chumrah than Me'ikar Hadin. Okay, so that was a quick run-through of the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. Again, Siman 135, based on the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Deer Shoe, and a few of my own little insights and remembrances. I hope you enjoyed this little shiur, and I hope you continue to learn with us as we run through daily doses of Torah living. Have a wonderful day.